Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome, friends. It's ITL on Sports Grid with Bogman and the Welsh. It's a three-hour edition. We got Bubba coming up in hour three. There's so much per usual to talk about, and this is probably the most frustrating episode of this show we will ever do. And it's a behind the curtain situation, as Bogman would call it. And you guys know, because when we do this show to when it airs, holy crap, we don't have the finality of the trade deadline. As we're recording this, the NBA draft is set to happen. It has not happened, but luckily we will get some draft coverage in hour three with Bubba and Bogman. But this is an episode, like, you guys are going to listen and you'll be like, why aren't they talking about this? Because I don't know. Because it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened.
Because it hasn't happened. Yeah, just to pull the curtain back, they want the show Friday morning. So we record it Thursday during the day. As you guys know from being alive earlier this week, the trade deadline didn't happen until midday Friday. Yep. And the NBA draft didn't happen till late Thursday night. So
there's like a 24-hour gap between what we can talk to you guys on the trade deadline and probably an 8-hour gap on the NBA draft. But we will do our best.
Let's do a 3-hour show about trade rumors that haven't happened yet.
We definitely won't be doing that, but we do have trades to talk about. I mean, it's a little bit of basketball. We do know who the number one overall pick is going to be. We have theory of some trades that may have happened. But as far as the trade deadline go, no shortage of shocks. And the one thing that I guess for me was proven wrong, and what we talked a little bit about on the baseball podcast, was just that this deadline picked a side. It picked a side in the whatever CBA race is going to happen of, like, will it be a little bit because people don't want to get rid of any assets, or will it be a lot with more teams involved in the playoff run? And, you know, the CBA may be making, you know, controllable assets, or really teams wanting to get off of contracts more than ever. And the trade deadline is explosive. And we'll talk a little bit about it because we had some big ones that happened on Wednesday. We've got NBA draft. We've got some.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Football, one of the top stars we almost lost in training camp, and everybody had a big old and a whole bunch more. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League, a little bit of a setup. We'll be right back right after this.
The Sports Grid TV Network is a news.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In This League.
In This League is on Patreon at patreon.com/ITL Army. You can sign up and have so much fun with the boys in the GroupMe rooms, if that's a level you want to sign up. Some of the comedy secret shows that, of course, like sports stuff, like ranks in fantasy for all the things in baseball and football. And it's just a place to be. You can hang out in the room while we're doing this show. You can get in on mock drafts and you get first access to all of the other stuff. Check it out, patreon.com/ITL Army. Go and do it today or do it tomorrow. Brand new month, so it's a perfect time to do it. And that's all that we're letting you know. MLB trade deadline. Again, we're in a weird, funky spot because as you're listening to this, the expectation is most likely that Scherzer and Bryant and maybe Rizzo, maybe Story, all those guys have been traded. But we can't talk about those. What we can talk about, though, we did have the first blockbuster, because I would say there's been sides to this. We had the first surprise move, the surprise player in a move, which was Starling Marte and Jesus Luzardo, which we could maybe talk about that for a second, because that was not like we knew Marte was going to get moved. But the shock was that the team moved on from Luzardo. And there were even comments, pretty much, I think, speaking to what we thought, where the A's essentially were like, hey, listen, he's not here. You know, Luzardo wasn't here. And they said, we are in win now. We love Jesus, but he wasn't here and he wasn't helping the team. And we need guys that are here and helping the team. And they prioritized Marte as the need for the A's. And I think it's how I said it. It was like that point of win now, but also like a little bit of that, like, side, you know, how much more can we mold this, kind of went away. And they just said, yeah, he's not here. We know what we have. I think we're comfortable moving on for a big player in Marte. But Luzardo being moved to Miami was the shock. And he's being immediately implemented into their rotation box.
Yeah. And I mean, just what teams are not having to pay for some of these rental players is insane. Like what the D-backs got for Eduardo Escobar is garbage. But, you know, I thought this was a really good deal for the Marlins. I mean, it's a good deal for the A's too, because they're in contention and they don't get to push their chips in every year like the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Cubs or Dodgers or these teams that print money. We know there's a whole movie made about how cheap the A's are. So we know they're not in this position all the time. So I think it was a good move for them to go and get someone, like you said. Hey, look, Luzardo's not here. He's not helping us right now. So,
did you just give them a pass on being cheap because they're massively cheap? I mean, literally the reason they did this.
I'm not giving them
a
pass. I'm just saying it's a statement of fact. It's not my opinion or not. They are cheap.
Oh, like, yeah. And this trade was a perfect example of it. Not only was it like, yeah, Luzardo's not here and blah, 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 but they're like, you know, we get this impact player and we don't have to pay any money.
I don't
money.
Give any ownership group of billionaires a pass for being cheap ever. Like, yeah. I think it's unbelievable. Some of these teams, the way they work stuff. And the Marlins have been guilty of that forever. Remember, we went to go see the P.O. box where their official office was listed in the Bahamas. So they didn't have to get taxed or whatever it was. Like, You know, that's all pathetic stuff for them trying to save and pinch pennies. And we've seen the Marlins do it so many times where they have a good team for a little bit, then they tear it all down and they're in the black day one because of revenue sharing. So,
and they proved that yeah. here. Like I'd be annoyed. It's tough as an A's fan. Like, where would you be? They always consistently are in it, but and they're active, which you can appreciate. They're actively making moves, but I would be annoyed. And it's like, they made this move because it was free. It's just like, we're going to give up something good, but we're going to get it free. And it fits within that, like, you know, financial construction. It's like, nah, man, like, pay up to win, especially when you have an opportunity. So Lizardo being moved and given up on is kind of a wild one. And
yeah,
you know, Miami putting themselves up. This is like that. It's kind of like that old school or that Mets line of thinking from years back, where not every team works like this, but the Mets were like, we are going to covet and develop pitching, and then we will pay for hitters. And I feel like that's the exact same route Miami's going. It's like, we are going to build within a stable of pitchers that are controllable because the money that can go to aces, and they'll throw their money around at hitters wherever they want. They'll never have a star unless they develop it. They'll just
This is why the Marlins don't make sense to me like the A's do, because they traded Zach Gallen for Jazz Chisholm, and Gallen was pitching well in the minors at that point. Now, I feel like that's a fair deal on both sides. I think both teams are getting something out of that. And I think this Marte for Lizardo is fair-ish, but I would lean it more towards the Marlins side because Lizardo's controllable. So it's just hard to know what their exact thought process is because they've done different stuff in the past. But that's what happens when you have a rotating front office and different people in there all the time. And Kim Ng made this move, and I think it was great for them. Lizardo's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And then, so that was our first like shock, like, oh, there's a shock of a player. Then we had our first blockbuster, and the first blockbuster had Joey Gallo actually being moved. And we had theorized it on our other show of like, imagine if he's with the Yankees, and then that goes down. There's your blockbuster. Joey Gallo traded to the Texas Rangers, from the Texas Rangers to the New York Yankees for four prospects. That Rangers also sent a relief pitcher, but it was about Gallo. And the Yankees, they did the thing that winners do. They do the thing that like dynasty top teams should do, and it's just you offer up volume and see what you can get. The Yankees did not deplete the top of their system. They traded from depth like the Padres have been doing over the last couple years. And, you know, they traded some decent pieces. It's a nice haul, but they picked up Joey Gallo, who gets to be just a huge, huge power source. And we had talked about how, you know, some of the projection, the Bat X specifically projection system, is favorable on Joey Gallo, still not even counting the new park, which I mean,
did you see the overlay?
No, I have not. Tell me about the overlay.
MLB Network last night did an overlay after the trade happened to show, and I'm not sure if it was all of his flyouts that would have been homers in Yankee Stadium, or if it was just his home flyouts, but it was 46 balls over the last year that would have gone out at Yankee Stadium that were pop outs or fly outs in the Ranger Stadium and other stadiums. So it was just an insane amount because of, like you said, the short porch in Yankee Stadium. So Gallo is like the perfect batter to put in there, and he's really from day one.
As long as he keeps that momentum, because we were talking like he's become the true three outcome player. He literally walks, strikes out, or hits a homer. I mean, that is what he does. He's walking at almost a 20% clip. He's like 30% strike. So like 50% of the time he's doing one of those two things, and then he's hitting homers. I don't know what his, it's always been fun with Joey Gallo. I'd have to look. What is his home run to single battle this year? I'm going to guess
he has slightly more singles than homers.
How many?
Nine.
Okay. So he has 25 home runs and 37 singles. So it's a little bit more. It's 12 more singles than homers. No, that's 12.
I thought you said 29 and 37.
25 and 37. 25. I said 29. I apologize. Oh, 25 home runs he currently has and 37 singles. So, I mean, it is like almost all outcome of those three things. As long as he keeps the momentum, it's going to be a boon. Now, the thing you have to worry about with him is there's a lot of change in play. You know, you're going to New York, a really big market. Got to shave that facial hair. Got to get that all set. More pressure, maybe. I mean, maybe there's less pressure, to be honest with you, where he's going to be in the order based on the other guys that are there. He just gets to go out and play his three outcomes. And if he does it in New York, he has a legit shot to be a 45-plus home run guy this year. Yeah. And if he maintains a 225-plus batting average.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You are going to be looking at him being a, I don't know, like a first round, not first round, like a second, third round guy with the worst batting average we've ever seen. Something we could talk about on the other side. So don't go anywhere. Talking about the MLB trade deadline and what we can do, little Joey Gallo right here on In This League.
Sports Professor Rick Hart.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo.
All night.
That's right. It is In This League. It's Bogman and the Welsh. Find me on Twitter at is it the Welsh. Find Bogman at Bogman Sports. Y'all get some merch as well in this league.fans, where we got the shirts, the mugs, the hoodies, the short sleeves, all the stuff of all the different kind of our universe. Whether it's just the logoed sign, which I can see right up there, the podcast art, or some of the other fun stuff, you can wear Bogman with you, Boggs Jr. in just celebration of a really fantastic. What was that? Was that 2019? Your college
Yeah, dude, it feels like it was 5 years ago, wow. But it was 2019. Yeah.
Pretty pinnacle moment. Have you gone back? Cause I think you unpinned that. Have you gone back and looked at like the total?
I have not.
You haven't?
No, it's just like the Diamondbacks are so depressing, dude. Like, you know, that whole year was depressing. Getting up and going to Carl's Jr. like every damn day, to make a video was just depressing. And what I should have done was like Taco Bell or something, because that's across the street from my house. Carl's Jr. was not close to me. It wasn't far, but it's like 15 minutes away. So 15 minutes there, 15 minutes back every single day after a loss was just adding up to me hating it. And as soon as the pandemic started, that Carl's Jr. closed.
I don't know where a
Carl's Jr. is close to me anymore. I'm about to be moving away from all of them anyway, so it's not like it matters.
I found it right here. March 28th, 2019.
That's the first
video.
One.
And it is quite a look. Like, you look like you're ready to go mudding and have like some have some Bush Light because of your hair, because you're wearing like, you got your
I think
beard.
My beard was gigantic then too.
No, right? You know what? It's not that far off from what it is now, but you've got like, you've got the hair that's poking out and it's kind of curly, but it's not long yet.
So
very like, you know, you got a really good
white
farmer's
boy
tan.
Pro. Right. Yeah.
And you got you actually have an AFL hat on, and you've got Carl's Jr. in front of you, and you laid it out. You know how many views that specific video got? By the way, I'm sorry.
This is going to be insulting. What is it? I mean, it's going to be insulting. I know that because you're laughing so hard. So what is it? What is it? Use your words. What? Come on.
July 19th. So it's almost to the day. We're 10 days off the 2-year anniversary of it. I mean, nothing has been funny to me today, and this is the only thing that's made me laugh.
You can't even spit. You can't even describe it to the world. Everyone's waiting for you to describe.
I
got to
take a picture of it real quick. All right, hold on. Let me take a picture of it.
This is going to be so insulting. I just know it. I'm going to be so mad after this, right?
I don't think so. But like, so there's a video. July 19th. This is like,
are you sending me this picture?
Almost 2 months. I will in a second. It's one of your videos. And I'm going to actually, you know what? I'm going to pull it up on here so we can listen to what you said. Hopefully you don't say anything bad. And you said, hey, it's a great start from Merrill Kelly, but you dropped it to the Brew Crew. But what is killing me is the shot of you. And look at this right here. This is what I've been laughing about. Can you see that properly? Bogman.
Oh my God.
Bogman looks like here's you up
here.
Dude,
I don't think I realized how much weight I lost.
So a couple things. You're looking pretty good here. About a month and a half in, you gained a couple.
I look miserable.
You have definitely lost a significant amount of weight from this video looking at you now, but you also had it beforehand. You look miserable, but here's the specifics. You look like Ezekiel Elliott to a T. Your beard is grown out. Your hair is now ginormous, and you have a do-rag that's pushing it up. You look like if you would be the cereal thing. I got to hear what you say in this. I'm dying.
I'm probably cursing.
Well, let's hope not.
Well, the game was going good. It was a nice 1-1 tie last night against the Brew Crew, but Yoan Lopez just absolutely blew it in the eighth inning. So,
you're getting some curly fries?
We're back here, but I don't know what the D-backs are going to do because they're not far out of a wild card spot. But it's I so feel like with this bullpen, there's no way they can compete. So, Merrill Kelly actually had a really good start. Hey. I know the Brewers are interested in Robbie Ray. So we'll see where that
near
goes.
The trade deadline.
But, right.
I have no idea who's going to close if they trade Holland.
Greg Holland. The look, but what it was the look on your face. You saw it in the caption.
I think it's a tough angle too. Plus the beard is extra thick because that top video that it's pinned to, I look kind of similar to what I look like now, maybe a couple pounds heavier, but I mean, maybe that's how much Carl's Jr. I ate.
I mean, look, I mean, you don't.
Oh,
look
yeah, you're right.
That. It looks like Carl's Jr. put some work on you in that, but that wasn't even what I was laughing about. It was the look on your face,
the
beard
yeah.
and the hair. You look like white Ezekiel Elliott just sitting in your car.
You know what? This might be the first one where I like whoever said 80 grade hair. Was that Guthrie?
Yeah,
so, Guthrie. But this might be the first one where I'm miserable going to Carl's Jr.
Well, like, you clearly were. Like, you were like,
I regret this bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where it was. Do you know how much your, I don't know if you just saw it. I hope you did.
I didn't.
Okay. Do you know how many views your, because you had a normal video, an opening video of like, hey guys, this is what I'm going to do. You tag the Diamondbacks. We tag Carl's Jr. We were hoping to get someone on board, even though realizing that we were saying you're going to punish your body every loss. Do you have any views that video has?
All I remember was the guy calling me a fat slob during that video. And me getting kind of upset about it. But I mean, he wasn't wrong, but also guess what these videos are about? They're about me being a fat slob. I don't know, 1,000, 2,000?
A little bit higher.
5,000.
19,900. Oh, almost 20, essentially 20,000 times that video has been viewed.
Well, that makes me feel great. At least the super fat, miserable one. Like I honestly,
400. Ezekiel Elliott, Bog Elliott, only had 411 views.
I wonder. I mean, I never weighed myself then because I didn't want to see it. But I wonder. I just wonder how much I've lost since then. It's because just seeing my fat face in that one was pretty rough. So
yeah, I think it was. But that video, oh man, that screenshot was, but that, hey, it's like it's an anniversary to all that stuff. It just made me think, as we totally wasted this segment, it made me think back to one of the many crazy ITL things. And in honor of that, totally not even similar to the Carl's Jr. logo, do we have a Boggs Jr.
That's right.
Sticker and I think shirt. Do you own your Boggs Jr. shirt?
I do. I have it's in here somewhere. I have one, and I have a sticker, I think, too. So
nice. Maybe in the new studio, put Boggs Jr.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, exactly. So but yeah, that was, you know, it was fun making it. It's so funny, just Twitter, you know. I feel like Twitter isn't as bad as people make it out to be, but like I said, so many comments of support underneath that first video. One guy called me a fat slob, and that's what I remember.
That's,
you know,
that's Twitter in a
typical,
in a nutshell. 100% is absolutely. I saw that. So I got to share this now that we're doing this. I got to be very careful about it. But there was just this, you know, I actually told you just the other day how just horrible everything is. Cause like, you know, there was this like awesome video of this kid who beat cancer, and the whole school showed up for him, and like 20 people disliked the video. And it's like,
right.
Scumbags that dislike this. So some guy, I think this went viral yesterday. Some guy shares this tweet where he's just like, you know, marriage is awesome. He doesn't overtly, essentially what he's doing, he's like, being married to one person is awesome. You know, don't let anybody tell you different. What he's saying is like, you know, how every millennial monogamy, that's where he's going with.
Right.
He's not bashing anything else. He's just like, listen, being married to your best friend, being married to one person, you know, it's totally doable. It's great. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's a totally like supportive, nice thing, right? You know, sure. Like, hey, you can love.
No way the internet ruined this at all.
First comment under it goes, you know, hey, man, you need to be careful what you're saying, because you're not giving the proper respect to poly poly relationships, because you can have and he was dead serious. You can have the same type of love with three or four different people. So I don't appreciate you. And it had like,
I can't imagine that person being actually serious. I know the tone is serious.
The tone was 100%.
They want it to come across as serious. I just can't imagine that someone sitting there going, hey, you know what? That really works for them. But you know what? That it working for them doesn't work for me. So I'm going to come over here and S all over it and tell you how you're wrong for saying what you do with your life is enjoyable to you. This is what I do. So you also have to love this.
But I mean, that's what I get at. I wish I could.
No, I understand. I wish
I could find the actual thing, but that's the point.
And it's probably real. It's probably exactly what you said. It's probably a guy actually getting offended. But to me, and the way my brain works, I just go, you know, the guy wasn't speaking to you specifically.
But he also wasn't speaking to any. He was just anybody, saying like,
right.
He was just like, hey, listen, you know.
He was just having a good day. And wanted
everybody
to post
thinks
about
marriage
it.
Is and he's like, that's the best thing. He's like, I love being with just one person and not
marriage
having.
Is what?
He said marriage is the best thing.
But what did you say marriage was before that?
I didn't say anything.
You just said bull ass on the show and you missed it. So. If we both had not, if we were still doing our $100, you did, I swear to God. And there are people in this room that will back me up on it.
No,
I can replay and play it for you. It would have lost $100 if we both were still doing that bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, just subconsciously, bang, right out of your mouth.
Get in a marriage and I just start opening back up and losing myself, I guess. So, might be looking at those poly relationships soon. So it's the classic. Well, there'll be a beep in there. Classic internet. That is what it is. You try to do something nice and somebody tears it down. And that's what they did for you. You were doing the Diamondbacks thing, and they just were mean. So we got to take a break. We got to regroup here, and we'll get back to the trade deadline stuff. Don't go anywhere. We're
Sports Professor Rick Haro inside the one.
SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
ITL, Bogman, and the Welsh, we are back. What a segment. In the past, I would have said I just lost $100. Would have definitely
right.
been it. But, thank God, apparently that's retired. I didn't even know. So, but you know what? Both of us. You had one.
Well,
we
both have paid it, so I think we're good.
We're solid. That one came out of left field. We were talking about the MLB trade deadline. Probably not all the trades that you want to hear about, because you are time travelers and we do not know them at this moment that we're talking about it, due to recording restrictions of when we can do it. But we were briefly talking about Joey Gallo and that in the blockbuster, which with the names that most likely have been traded, it's not the only one. But the Joey Gallo one specifically.
Hell, Ricky, it could even be fifth.
Could be fifth. I mean, the Giants making acquisitions, the A's making acquisitions, both teams are just like, I don't think they're those teams that are like, they just keep winning, but they're not exciting. And I don't think they're favorites by any means, except for like, fans of those teams. Them making moves are a big deal. But the Yankees being heavily involved in it, to me, is fascinating. And we had done this a couple of weeks ago where we were looking at the futures and we were looking at the World Series bets and stuff like that. And I just don't know 100% how I remember this on the division and World Series stuff. Like the Red Sox and Rays are pretty close right now as far as AL East winners. I don't feel like the Yankees were this far back, but to be fair, they're 8.5 games back in the AL East right now. And that's a pretty big mountain to climb, especially when four of the, and this is as of like going into Thursday, by the way, everybody, but four of the five AL East teams are at least six wins or more in the last 10 days. Three of them have a 7-3 record. The Rays are 6-4. It's only the Blue Jays that have been struggling, who are now 10.5 out of the East, who have gone 4-6 in the last 10 days. So you have like a really hyper, and for perspective, by the way, in the AL Central, it's only the Tigers and Royals that have a over 500 record in the last 10. And the Mariners and Astros are over 500 in the AL West. So four teams in the AL East. So I know it's difficult and it's a really competitive division, but the Yankees are now plus 1,200 for the AL East winner. But if you wanted to take league winners, I feel like the odds have gotten better. The Yankees are plus 1,100 in World Series. They're not even in the top six. They're actually the 11th team at plus 2,200, tied with the A's. And I'm not saying there's anything great to come out of it, but you improve the offense with whatever other trades out there. I mean, do you think the Yankees with those moves become a little bit more enticing in the AL?
Yeah. And I think, obviously, like you mentioned before, this could be a precursor to even a bigger move that they make. Who knows? Yeah. So
makes it tough too if like the Red Sox did, as you guys are listening to this, if they did get like Anthony Rizzo, you know, like that's another offensive piece, or they got like a Scherzer or something like that. But the Yankees, they seem heavy in it. They seem aggressive. They're improving the offense. I mean, that's something to work with here. And you know, you can never count the Yankees out, especially that offense. And they've been on a good run, 7-3 in the last 10, that you can make headway here. I don't like the AL East bet, but I don't know, man, like league winner, World Series. Like I feel like I could play that.
Yeah. It's just get into the playoffs and make your noise from there. So, and I think the Yankees are going to get in the playoffs at this point. So it's tough hill to climb though. I mean, that whole division is tough. You know, other teams are going to be loading up in the AL as well. I mean, we saw the A's, who we weren't sure if they were going to be making moves like this, make moves. So, it's going to be bumpy, and they could make these moves and not make the playoffs. And it wouldn't be that surprising. They're probably at this point a coin flip, maybe a move or two more will get them to be beyond a coin flip. But, you know, it's tough to bank on the Yankees right now.
And I think I'm looking at this right now, the AL wild card race, the Yankees are 2.5 out of the wild card. And I think that's the big play, because currently you've got, you know, your division leaders are Boston, Houston, and the White Sox. Tampa is currently at the top.
And they're 3.5 games up over Oakland, who's second. Oakland.
That's exactly right. Oakland is second. Seattle is 2, and they've kind of waffled. So the Yankees are in this prime spot where, like, they know they can come and steal one of those wild card spots. They know it's up for grabs, and the AL wild card might be from the AL East. It could be Tampa versus the Yankees. It's totally possible here, but the Yankees are making those moves. That I'm just saying, like, is there actually a prop? Is there I wonder what this would be. I'm not seeing it. Is there like a, to make the playoffs, like make the wild card prop at all?
There should be to make the playoffs one, but I don't know. FanDuel might not have it. But I mean, you know, look, we just said the Rays and the A's right now, they're in position. They have the wild card spot. The Mariners, Yankees, Blue Jays, Angels, and Indians are all within 5 games here. So it's, you know, that's how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams fighting for 2 spots. So, you know, the easier way for the Yankees might be, through the division, but they're 8.5 back there. And I don't, you know, that's an even bigger hill to climb. I don't know if they're going to be able to make that one. So they're going to have to win the wild card.
I got to appreciate the aggressiveness of what they're doing. And Gallo is one of those, like, you know, I mean, what has Gallo been? I haven't even looked as far as war. He's been a 3.5 war player this year. So, I mean, Joey Gallo represents essentially the move to get into the playoffs. Like, it was 3.5 war. He would represent you facing off against Tampa.
And Gallo's in town next year too. He's not a rental. He's not Starling Marte, right? So yeah. He is signed through 2022 and not a free agent until 2023. So, you know, even if you don't make the playoffs this year, Gallo's good to have next year, because like we said, he fits in that ballpark very well. And, you know, can add some thump. Just imagine that murderer's row right there. Judge, Stanton, and Gallo.
Totally. Oof. Well, Torres starting to heat up a little bit. You know, that one is a semi-positive, but it's power bats through the freaking roof. And you're set by Gerrit Cole. You've got Chapman in there. And, you know, whatever else they may have done in there. It's just that's a big playoff push move that, it's also going to be a little bit predetermined, I suppose, by the rest of the stuff that's out there. But I love the idea, if you can find it, a Yankees wild card bet. And even, you know, I think if they could get that hot streak and they could make it work, the Yankees are definitely, they're still in my mind. Maybe people don't feel the same way. They're still in my mind a World Series contender because of that offense. It's the defining factor is how well does the pitching work. And Luis Severino is set to come back in some type of a role for bullpen. You've got Gerrit Cole. You've got some bullpen help and whatever other move or two that they may have made at the deadline. It just aligns that I think it's one of those sneaky teams. If you're really, like, really looking to play a deeper card, Yankees are still one of those. And the Gallo move, to me, proved it.
Well, what is when you look back in this, I'm kind of springing this on you, so you may not have an answer right out of the gate, but is there a deadline deal that you remember just being completely shocking to you? Like, you're like, I cannot believe X to Y happened. Because I remember mine was a long time ago, but when the Astros traded for Randy Johnson, like right at the deadline, that was the one where I was like, oh my God, anything can happen at the deadline. And I don't know. I feel like it's kind of been downhill since then. I remember the Piazza deal was enormous as well when he moved from the Dodgers to the Marlins to the Mets. I remember that one being huge too. I'm also completely showing my age because these happened in high school for me. But, you know, was there a deal, but
check this out. I've got an article for you. Cause you know what the thing that sparked in my mind, and this is the dumbest deal. But these two sparked my mind, but it was specifically because I worked at Clear Channel, which is now iHeartRadio at the time. And it was one, the Adam Dunn trade when the Diamondbacks acquired Adam Dunn. But the other one, the one that actually sparked in my head, was when the Diamondbacks acquired LeVon Hernandez. And it was one of those that happened like an hour after the deadline. Like, we didn't hear about it. And then an hour after the deadline, and I was telling some guys, I'm like, hey, LeVon Hernandez just got traded. And everyone was like, oh crap. And it was just because it was an Arizona thing. But I just pulled up an article from Yardbarker that is the best MLB trade deadline deals, and see if you can remember any of these. So the Orioles got Curt Schilling and Brady Anderson at the deadline from the Red Sox in 1988. Don't remember. I feel like I might remember this. The Braves got Fred McGriff at 1993 from the Padres. For prospects.
Was that Wally Joyner? I feel like Wally Joyner was in that deal.
No, it was for Vince Moore, Donnie Elliott, and Melvin Nieves.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Nieves. You'll never get this.
You'll never get this.
The Mariners acquired Jamie Moyer from the Red Sox for Darren Bragg. I think I do remember that. The Red Sox got Derek Lowe and Veritek from the Mariners for Heathcliff Slocum. Remember Heathcliff Slocum? Oh my God. Wow. Oh, this has got to be one of the biggest ones. Totally forgot about this, Boggs. 97, Cardinals got Mark McGwire.
Yeah, from the A's. Okay.
From the A's.
Yeah.
Apparently, that was a trade deadline one. Here's another one. Reds in 1998 got Paul Konerko for Jeff Shaw.
I remember that one. Paul Konerko is a local guy. He's from Scottsdale. He went to Chaparral.
Chaparral High School, yeah.
Whenever the Reds are in town, were in town at that point, he would have a ton of people in the stands.
2000 Diamondbacks, Curt Schilling. They got from
Schilling was huge.
They traded Omar Dahl, Travis Lee, Vicente Padilla.
Yeah, I remember that deal. I remember that deal because I liked Omar Dahl so much, and I was kind of sad to see him go.
Travis Lee was like the first guy too for the Diamondbacks, first ever drafted player.
Yeah, yeah. I had a hat that had, you remember those stupid hats in like 97, 98 that had like it had Travis Lee's autograph sewn into it, right? So yeah. I had one of those for sure when the D-backs started. But I remember that deal because I think we were in Philly that weekend. And so Omar Dahl got traded to Philly, and Omar Dahl, his first start with Philly, like, blew out his knee or something. And he was at the team hotel, and the fire alarm went off twice in the middle of the night. And with his surgically repaired, torn ACL, he had to gimp down the stairs because in a fire emergency, the elevators are turned off. So he had to gimp down five flights of stairs to leave the hotel twice that night. I remember them talking about that on the radio.
One that does spark, here's a couple that are not, but like Rangers got Michael Young for Esteban Loaiza. You had the Nomar Garcia Parra trade, but this one, these two stand out to me, and they happened back-to-back years, where the Rangers got four prospects from the Braves from Mark Teixeira, and Elvis Andrus was in that, Neftali Feliz, Matt Harrison, and Jared Saltalamacchia. And then the next year, the Angels got Teixeira from the Braves for Casey Kochman. Casey Kochman was in there. This is probably the biggest one that stands out in my lore in history because of the effect it had for fantasy was when the Brewers got CC Sabathia for Matt LaPorta. That was a huge one. Also, Michael Brantley was in that. Blue Jays.
Do you remember when Matt LaPorta was supposed to be the next Ryan Braun?
Yeah. Oh, he was going to be everything. That's why that trade was so huge. Just going through, you had the Cardinals getting Matt Holliday from the A's. Remember that? Corey Kluber from the Padres for Jake Westbrook. Kyle Hendricks from the Rangers for Ryan Dempster, Johnny Cueto.
Randy Johnson deal wasn't on there.
It wasn't. It was the last 20. Maybe it happened right before. I think this was like since 19. The best deadline from like 80. I guess it happened before 88. Did that trade happen before?
Yeah.
88?
No. Yeah. It was Randy Johnson, dude. Yeah. It happened in like, I don't know, 97, 96. I can't remember.
Yeah, it wasn't on here, but there are some big deals.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino, America's
social casino. That can go down, and this trade deadline might have some more of them. That's CeCe Sabathia. That's one that does stand out. All right, don't go anywhere. Finish out hour two right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid, on the app, on all the other places as we're ending out hour two. We were actually just lamenting about some of the biggest trades, impactful trades at the trade deadline, which, by the way, at MLB, the trade deadline was never the real trade deadline because then that's now gone, but they had the waiver deadline where all the teams would throw their players on waivers, most famously where I think it was the Blue Jays dropped Alex Rios on there, and then the White Sox claimed him, and they were like, holy crap, because he had like $70 million left on his contract. Yeah. But you could, if a guy cleared waivers and wasn't claimed and didn't have like a trade not work, players could be traded. So it was this fake deadline, which made it bull crap. But your trade, did you find your trade? You said
I
that
did.
Was the most impactful.
It was 1998, and I remember it being on the deadline. It was on July 31st. And it was Randy Johnson to the Astros for Freddy Garcia, Carlos Guillen, and a player to be named later who turned out to be lefty John Halama. So that was Freddy Garcia was decent for a little bit.
Yeah.
Carlos Guillen, I feel like was
this at the deadline, though? Was this a deadline deal?
This was a deadline deal. Yeah,
okay.
It was, because that was when the rotation for the Astros was Shane Reynolds, Jose Lima, Mike Hampton. This is before Mike Hampton went to Colorado and signed the enormous deal. It's like one of the first, that might have been one of the first $100 million deals I remember was Mike Hampton going to the Rockies. Because remember, the Rockies just couldn't sign, they couldn't sign pitchers. No one would go sign with them. And then it was like Denny Nagel went, I remember, and Mike Hampton in like back-to-back years signed with the Rockies, and they were just terrible there. But I was surprised that that one wasn't on the list. I mean, obviously, the Astros didn't win a World Series from it. And Randy Johnson signed with the D-backs the next year. But that was I'm surprised, because it was just such a big deal, in my opinion. Freddy Garcia, trading Freddy Garcia at that point, I think would have been like trading Mackenzie Gore right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
one of the top pitching prospects in baseball. So pretty large deal to not be on that list.
I think this will be a trade deadline we get to go back and look, and we're going to see some pretty like crazy stuff when hindsight, you know, is 5-8 years into the future, when all the players have actually at least had some run. That's how trades end up working. You can't judge them necessarily just by the face value. Guys, don't go anywhere. Hour one in the book. Hour two coming up. We've got some football. Also, if you like cards, the National happened, and there was a football card that sold for an ungodly amount of money. So don't go anywhere. Bogman and I are talking about this when we get back.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.